Coach, confirming your suspicion and interfering with our tradition, we have lost our quorum. Just a couple of things to wrap up. As you have heard, we're going to have a short gap, and we'll be functioning as an advisor to the Secretary of Development. Not sure whether Alice has any advice on any interim arrangement in case of any inquiry to HEC or the like.
Thank you, Chairman. As mentioned by the Secretary earlier this meeting, we will endeavor to shorten the gap before the establishment of the new commission as far as possible. Meanwhile, we will take stock of any subsequent public inquiries, project submissions, or outstanding matters and refer them to the future commission for consideration upon its establishment. As of yesterday, the HEC Secretariat has received some requests which would be referred to the new commission for consideration. Some of these include one of the requests came from Greg, who suggested that the future commission should look into the following three issues regarding the new Central Harbour Front. The first being the design of Queen's Pier to ensure its function and usage. Secondly, the visual impact of the buildings on site size. And thirdly, the connectivity issues regarding the central government complex at Tama, Site 5 and Site 6 to the APA extension. And we also received a second request from the Waterfront Air Limited concerning its seaplane proposal. As members may recall, the WAL briefed HEC on its proposal in June last year. At the meeting, the THB representatives responded that the WAL needed to resolve a range of technical issues before its seaplane operation or proposal could be taken forward. We have recently received an update from the company saying that it has signed an MOU with the Shenzhen Airport Ferry Terminal Services Company, allowing them the possibility of operating seaplane services from the Greater Pearl River Delta, from the Shenzhen Airport to various destinations in the Greater Pearl River Delta. The company hopes to obtain the support from HEC in connection with its proposal. Since this proposal is an aviation project that involves a ferry pier in Hong Kong, we will refer this proposal to the Transport and Housing Bureau for comment and refer this case to the new Harbourfront Commission for consideration in due course. We will take stock of this type of outstanding matters and refer them to the new commission, and during this brief lapse, the harbour unit will continue to coordinate and provide input on planning and land issues. And like what the Secretary has said, where it is appropriate, we will look to members for advice. Thank you.
We'd like to thank our members for their enormous contribution over the last 6 years. Many of you have served for 6 years, and some may be part of 6 years. I'd like to in particular thank Greg and Winston for leading the subcommittee and the task group. All this work would not have been possible without the strong support of our secretariat and the Harbour Unit and also the civil service colleagues. They have put in, I would suspect, hundreds of hours, weekends, evening, over the past 6 years, to in order to keep all this public engagement going. So we salute you, Thomas, and your colleagues for the tremendous effort. We deeply appreciate it. And my last word is, folks, thanks for bearing with me for the last 6 years. You're now off the hook. Thank you.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Can I propose a vote for thanks to the very very well leading leadership of our chairman, who has been guiding us to a very successful Harbourfront Enhancement Committee in the past 6 years, and can this show of thanks be recorded in the minutes of this meeting?
Thank you. Thank you. Have a pleasant evening.
Okay.